They sat two of those big plates in the lounge, the big lounge, because they don't make foam pain that big. It's plate glass, that's right. The foam pain can't be made too big because when it, whenever the wind pressure moves, the glass touches each other. This is all foam pain. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good to see you. I'm fine, thank you.
I'm a young lady that's good at shooting in Detroit, remember?
That's right.
You want to be excluded again today?
The blue water in the trout pond. Very nice.
What will this be down for, the terrace?
Yeah, this is going to be a terrace, but we're planting it in close so that we bring the green in as close to the room as possible. It'll be terraced and an odd-shaped terrace.
Walter, all these wooden piers that you have
on
there.
Yeah, well, what we did was, you see, the idea was to make it look like that the trees were in effect, you know, we moved, and that's why we made them round. We could have made them square, but we made them round to kind of simulate a tree. See, and over there, as a matter of fact, when I get over to the lounge, the big lounge, I show you, there was a big, beautiful red pine there. And I fought these guys for, I guess, a month trying to save that tree. I couldn't save it. It was, physically impossible. The building had to go there. So I said, well, we have to grow another one. I'll show you. It grew this bigger than that. But I've had to fight. Just never know the number of fights. Keep wanting to cut corners. I just kept fighting. Yeah, I really, I had all the birth pains.
Once you get your wood finished, is there any kind of finish on termite roofing?
Well, first of all, the cedar is like redwood. This type of cedar is termite proof. And this stuff is all impregnated with a chemical, so that it's termite proof. The big beams. The big beams are made out of fir because the tensile strength of cedar, like redwood, the fibers in the grain of that are too short, so it has no tensile strength. But the fir does. So these are all laminated. This is the largest lamination of beams ever produced in the United States. And they come all the way from Oregon. And when we place this order, this company that makes these is just totally overwhelmed. They've just never done a job like this, you see. And then we had to move these big beams from Oregon. And that took some doing. The biggest ones we had to suspend between flat cars in order to move it this far. And so that all the wooden ceilings is cedar, the beams are fir, and these are also fir.
It looks so delicious. You can smell the finish.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, we had a good painter. And then all the finish wood.
Let's say it's really.
This finish wood is red birch. The cedar is too soft. And this material here is sisal. And we use that because it takes no maintenance. It stays there. And over there, you see it's wavy, but ultimately that'll stretch out when the humidity comes up in this building. And there we treated that acoustically. Behind that is a wire mesh, and behind the wire mesh is 4 inches of fiberglass insulation, you see. And that's why the acoustics are so beautiful. The best acoustics. You know, we just met yesterday in the Veterans Memorial. You can hear without a mic. You really push the words out. So that we got, in effect, the wall. By this, we experimented. We kept experimenting on this thing. And this is how we got the acoustics so beautifully done here. You appreciate it when you're running a meeting because clearly everybody can hear without any difficulty. Are we all here now? I think so. We're going to do this inside because we haven't got the solar to move people outside. Well, I tell you, I'm just going to look like I'm not looking and hold my hand out. We'll see. This cafeteria is a new concept in cafeterias. It's what they call a scramble area. The because most cafeterias, if you want a cup of coffee and a piece of pie, you stand behind the fellow who may be getting a seven-course dinner, and you have to move behind him. So that when people come up here for a day or two, they don't learn how to use the system. If they're going to be up here for 2 weeks or longer, then they'll learn how to do it. So that you get to know whether you want a salad, you know where the salad is. If you just want something light, you know where to get that and get out. If someone wants something more substantial, he takes a little bit longer. So the whole idea being that each of the different kind of dishes are in effect isolated, and you can just go there and get what you want and get out. Now the big cost of a building like this, and I'll take you downstairs to show you, because I think you got to see the guts of what's under here, see where the big money is in what they call the mechanical equipment. This is the most modern equipment that's in the business. They can take frozen pies out of the freezer, you know, and they stick them in the oven before they go home at night, you know, and the oven kicks on automatically, and whether it's French toast or whatever it is, and these microwaves, and cooks all the stuff. And so we built in. The big problem, too, was our garbage. What do we do with that? So we got the latest equipment, and it gets all the fluids out of the garbage, and then we pump the fluids into the sewage treatment plant, and then what we have to haul away is really, it looks almost like a grain, and then we've got a contractor who digs a big hole and buries it every day, you see. So we got all that kind of equipment, and I'll show you the kitchen. Just take a second. Now, let us through. We walk through the... Hey, you see... It's a different feeling. Okay, fine. What time is it? Look in here. My dinner is 6:32, 7:30. I'll see you. Just put it in there, set the timer, and this will cook a pie in about 3 minutes.
That's the new microwave the government's talking about?
They really, very fast, you see. And everything is stainless steel so that there's no maintenance, no rust or anything. The dirty dishes, you see, come down here on a little conveyor. They go on to this conveyor, the dining room above. They go on this conveyor. This is where they scrape off the worst of them, you see, flush them off, and then they go through the dishwasher. So everything is on absolutely sterile. And when we use the other dining hall where we've been meeting, then it would come this way. So it would come both directions in this major dishwasher. We go this way, Jimmy?
Yes.
Back this way here. Yeah.
What do you think about this? You say,
well, I think it's the greatest place on earth.
I wonder.
This is going to be a recreation room. There'll be ping pong tables, pool tables, and other games like that. People can come here in the evening, or they might come over a little early before they eat. And so this is going to, and this, these doors all open up on a big terrace that will have chairs on it, seats and benches, and will be planted. And this terrace will run right down to the trout pond. So this will make a very beautiful thing when we get it finished and get it landscaped. It's going to be very lovely. As I said upstairs, the most beautiful time of the year at this particular point is in the fall, when these dozens of maple trees are all deep crimson. They're just magnificent then. I think that's the prettiest time of the year. We're going to have a very brilliant, you've seen some of that brilliant blue vinyl. There's some of the patches up there. That's what's going on this wall. It's going to be very attractive.
I'd like to say,
you know, there's no way to anchor to that beam, you see. Between those plugs and these plugs, it's just plywood, no steel. But the steel plate is just at that point, yeah. And this fireplace, which I think is very interesting. This fireplace was made in several sections, and it was made by the architect.
Who's that, Walter?
No, I didn't hear that. I'm the chief architect. He's just the architect. This was cast in a foundry that's about 500 years old in Italy. And the Oskar Stanaroff, who was really an artist, he did this. He made it in several sections, and then they welded it together and got it over here. It weighs about 8 tons. And it's a beautiful thing. This picture's on here. The whole idea of being having a fireplace that you could see from any place in the dining hall. If you have it in a corner, people too close roast and nobody else can see it. This way, everybody can see it.
What's it made out of?
It's bronze.
What's
bronze? It's hanging. It's hanging what we did. We put above the beams of the wood ceiling braces across to that beam and that beam, and it's hanging on straps.
Steel straps.
Steel straps. And then with the flue goes through the ceiling.
Walter, will you translate for us?
Well, actually, this is on the other side. This says here that something about
Gomez.
Now, this is home. This is home. On the other side is the state motto of the state of Michigan, which is, this is a land of beautiful peninsulas.
That's the only thing written in Polish in the whole place.
Yeah, that's right.
The actual quotation is, if you seek a beautiful peninsula, look about you.
Yeah. You might be interested in the stonework, which I think is, very beautiful. This is Wisconsin ledge stone. And what happened was, there is a stone quarry about a half-hour distance from this site. It's the Ottawa Stone Quarry. And they have a stone which is inferior to this. It isn't nearly this attractive. And we originally thought we should use the stone nearby. First of all, it's closer, and we also wanted to have a good relationship with the community. And we felt that this would, increase some employment opportunities, and that would be good. So we went over there, and we discussed this with not the person who owned the stone quarry, but the person second in command. And when we got down to how much stone we needed, we needed a year's production of this quarry. The result was that a week later, they called us up and doubled the price. So we just said, well, we're not going to have any part of that. The result was we got this stone in Wisconsin, but no one around here knew how to lay it. So we brought a man who was just an outstanding mason, and he stayed 2 months here and taught the local masons how to lay the stone, and they do a beautiful job. It just, it'll be there, like about 100 years from now. It's just magnificent. And these lamps, while we're here, the hardest thing to get is lighting. And we just make terrible lights in this country, and most countries. And so when I flew over to Denmark to pick out the furniture because we saved about $125,000. We got prices here and we went over the exhibit. We saw a lamp that looked like these, but it was made out of wood. And we said, we would like to talk to the man that made that lamp. We don't need those lamps, so we think maybe he might make what we want. And so we designed these lamps, and he made them for us. So that these are our own lamps that we designed. And that is so warm and friendly, and it just gives you a good feeling. And they'll age, too, just with the wood, because they're just made out of wood and that plastic shield underneath.
Well,
so that these are our lamps. We're going to patent them and have them and sell them. Yes, there's a damper up in there. It's just a big screw about that, so big in diameter. There's a damper.
Oh, no,
here and there one will crack, but not many.
We've treated them a little bit.
We will have these steps coming down here, you see, so that in the summertime people won't go through here. They'll be walking outside under this, and they'll go up that stairs there, you see, into the dining hall, or they'll go underneath into the recreation room. But these walkways are primarily in bad weather, because in the summertime people obviously will be outside.
Put rails up around the steps, aren't you?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Remember the guys coming back is little dangerous.
Well, they shouldn't be going up there. Kind of circumstances where they can
share their own reactions. They can communicate as human beings. You can't do that in the mass. This is the problem with our society. We're being fragmented as people because everything is mass. Television is mass, sports arenas are mass, and we are losing contact with each other as human beings, you know. You go to somebody's house now and they don't talk, they turn on television, you see, and you hear, and then you have... And so we're losing the art of communicating with each other as people. So we've got a lot of little room. And where people, three, four people get together, you know, what'll happen up here is that two or three couples will learn to know each other better, and they'll get together and talk. And so we don't want them sitting on the edge of their bed. We've got little rooms all through here where they can visit with each other and communicate and exchange ideas. And sometimes that's just as important as the formal lecture. When they talk among themselves, this is what...
Bridge room here. Overhead bridge of the pond.
Beautiful summer walks. You see, going over this, then you come under the building and come in this way. And this is going to be a very beautiful bridge. You'll see it's about there. And this will be a very nice walk up to the wood there. This then takes you over to the barbecue pits. We didn't build that. We're going to have to renovate it. But there was a big barbecue pit there. I might just give you a bit of the background to where this place came from. This place belonged to the Maximum Advertising Agency. And the Maximum Advertising Agency had all the big contracts with Ford, GM, and Chrysler. And they built this, and they used to bring up the top executives and their families here to seduce them so they get these big contracts. And that's what this was. Now, this sort of thing is sort of getting out old-fashioned. They got different ways of working out these arrangements. And I first saw this. I was negotiating with a Ford Motor Company many, many years ago, very shortly after the Ford strike. And Harry Bennett, those of you know, was just a gangster. He ran the Ford Motor Company. He's the guy that had the gangsters beat us up in the early days there. We were negotiating with him, and he came in this particular day and said, look, I'm going to take a month's holiday. Will you agree? We were handling grievances. It wasn't a contract negotiation. Will you agree to hold the rest of these up and do what we can to clean up these today, and then hold up, and I'll meet you a month from now? So we said, okay. A month later, we came back. And Harry Bennett had some big photographs, colored photographs, the old lodge and the place around here, the game room and the inn and that, and all the fireplaces were blazing, you know. He said, this is the most beautiful place in this part of the world. And they told us about this. And when we left, I said to the guy who was with me at the bargain table, I said, after the revolution, we'll take it over. So here we are.
This
is nice, isn't it?
That's
real
nice.
Yeah.
Double balcony effect?
Yeah.
Don't you have any deer tracks, Walter?
This is where we can play Romeo and Juliet.
Grab the ball.
Right.
There's
Juliet.
This is nice.
There she is.
Yeah, this is a nice view here.
Reverse that.
Yeah. I want everybody to see this view. We'll
very nice over here.
That's
this
pretty
is,
at night.
Really very, yeah, it's lovely at night. This is our Romeo and Juliet balcony. Yeah, you know, come down, I want everybody to see this, then we'll move on.
Oh,
see this view down there. It's really lovely. We'll get out of the way. Go down and see the view from my balcony there. It's very nice. Then we'll go on this way.
Watch the flags.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They're all there.
150,000.
Yeah, this is a good place to point the tank out.
The water tank
holds 150,000 gallons of water. And I don't know how far we went. How deep did we go, Jimmy?
About
185 feet.
You mean that's all ours? All that water?
Yeah, that's right. It's just for this project. That's right.
What's that third flank, Walter? Kentucky, Roland Fryer?
That's the maple leaf in Canada. And RTA is trying to really sink. flag.
Fire?
That's fire, you see. That's, you see, there's all through here. People can finish wiring. Those are, that's fire extinguishers.
Oh, there's
a certain heat that turns on the water automatically, you see.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of the most exciting buildings.
I don't think anybody could ever go back.
Yeah, that's quite a deal. I'll show you that tree we grew. Oh, we're going to, when the architectural magazines, when we get it finished, the architectural magazines are going to make a big splash of this, because these are the most exciting buildings in the world.
Look over there, too.
So tell them, talk about it in the local, they should have some.
Oh, you got a mic now.
Now, this body out here would be water if it wasn't frozen. Now, what is that? I mean,
those are trout ponds.
That's the trout pond.
Those are trout ponds. See, there's a stream comes down through here. And there are two dams. This is the lower trout pond, and I'll show you the upper trout pond. And they are formed. And that water there, oh, it varies from 4 foot to 12 foot deep. And that was stocked with rainbow trout and with brook trout. And when we get all done here and we're not digging anymore, we will restock that. And then I would hope that the people who fish there would agree to fish with barbless hooks, you know, so that the real skill. Because if you know, if make it too easy, it's a sport.
A brand of fin.
Is this going into the lake, Warren?
Huh? Yeah, that flows down into the lake. It flows into the lake.
Need some more circuits, some more architect work?
Yeah.
He makes these things happen. All those figures on there are symbolic.
And this light, as you can see, we just made one out of six. We just stacked them up, you see. It makes a nice light. Now that balcony, as you will see when you get down below, it just hangs on those several little rods, so it just floats there, you see. The minute you have to put posts under something, you get a different relationship. It literally floats there. That's the beauty of it, you see. I want to show you this little room in here. It's not furnished yet. It's a very nice room.
Oh, isn't it?
It's not furnished, but it's a beautiful room.
You
see how we did the ceiling?
Yes.
Yeah. The thing that impresses me most about the building is the stone, though. That's gorgeous. Isn't it?
Yeah, this is going to be a game room where they can play, you know.
During the day with a beautiful
room. Oh, it's a beautiful place.
Where's the wine cellar?
I'll give you a private tour.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Well,
someday we know how many feet of lumber is in it.
Well, I think we can get those things.
We're claiming a bunch of nails, okay?
This is where we're going to put the firewood through. See, for the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it up. All right.
This is a coffee room, you see. So the people using this will be able to come in here and get coffee or tea or Coca-Cola. That's what this is about.
I like
see how we made the
windows? That's beautiful.
Isn't that something?
See how we made the slit windows?
Oh, amazing.
Well, when you come here, you can see the balcony. It literally floats there, you see.
It does.
Just floats there.
Suspended.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
All the way.
Take your nose.
You know they did that, they're coming home.
This is my personal contribution. I got this myself. I thought that was cute.
It is.
Is it though?
Yeah, it's right.
Make a fisherman's heart feel good.
Now remember, this is the perfect room for it.
Yeah, but you were happy.
This is the perfect room for it.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
All the weights over that fascia's falling.
These ceilings are something.
Well, you see, we just use rough, we use 2x6s and 2x12s. See, every other one's a 2x6. And we just then set the lights up in there. And,
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Sure
does. We'll turn down the leaf. Well, this is the tree I told you about. On exactly where that beam is, at the column, was where this big red pine was. And I said, can't we save it? And we fought, and we tried to shift the building, you know, around. Impossible, though, because we got in trouble on the other end with other trees. And so it was like losing a friend. And I finally said, okay, we'll cut it down. But I said, I insist upon growing another one. So we grew that one in its place, as you can see. That's a beautiful thing, the way they stand out there, you know.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mentioned in those stories, you just have to be the world's expert on contemporary buildings, you know?
Yeah. I will go over here on the balcony. We won't get cold. Just do it for a minute, and then we'll come right back in. So you get a view over there. So I think that's a really beautiful view. We'll lock this door with a lot of underneath, which is right at the water level. That's right. There's a terrace there, which will be right at the water level when we get it finished. So you see, you work it down, and there's a stair over in that corner, and you go down into that other. The whole idea was to make a lot of different places where people could sit and gather, you see.
Yeah. Now, here you will see what we did. We staggered each room so that everybody can look in both directions. You got a window going that way and a window going this way, but nobody can look in each other's room.
That was real neat.
Yeah, that's right. We worked that out, and it came out very nicely so that you can look in both directions, and yet you can't look in the next room.
It was real nice.
What did it occur to you that this is a descendant of the
chicken? Hold on.
Sign the register?
Yeah. When you're building a building, the ultimate character of that building is determined by little details. And this is an example of it, you see. Now, we could have, you know, made like a Statler counter or a Holiday Inn counter. And then we just took that little extra pane, you see, because this then has all of its own functional, yet it has a beauty. It's these little details multiplied all through a building that ultimately makes it beautiful or just ordinary. And you got to just fight and fight and fight because these guys cut corners on you. Every time you turn your back, they got an easier way to do it. You see, they cut corners, so you got to come back and make them do it right.
That offends, but you make a better building.
We'll go this way.
And them regional directors are on the ball. They're all staying there long term.
They are.
Oh, they have a hospitality room going here, full place.
They have.
They would, I say, if they were on the ball.
Oh, I see.
Is this what you call the hub down here, Walter?
This is the hub, the round
there. Yeah. We'll go there in a minute.
All right.
They've got an awful lot of work done in a short time, that's all I can say.
Yeah, from last October. This is all, I guess, the
outer. Oh, my God, it's 2 years it's been, really.
This we call the observation because the view up there on the balcony is very nice, and it's very nice here. We will go from here to the hub, and the hub, as I pointed out this morning, we just called the hub because there are three spokes that come from that. The spoke that goes to this building, the spoke that goes to the gymnasium and the swimming pool, and the spoke that goes to the school. And in the hub is the only part of this project that they did behind my back. I knew everything that was going on all the time, excepting that. And the guy on my staff and the architect and the contractors connived. And all the contractors kicked in
And this is their contribution to our educational facility. And they did an absolutely insane, crazy, fun thing over there that you'll see. It is my horoscope in sculpture. Absolutely insane. I take no responsibility for it. We didn't pay for it. But they checked. My mother gave them the exact minute on which I was born, on September the 1st, 1907. And they put all the stars and Mercury and everything is in position exactly where they were on that moment in 1907. So you'll see it. It's absolutely insane.
That's pretty clever. It's really something.
Watch the steps.
About this fireplace is that you'll be able to see the fire when you come out of the schoolroom, and you see it when you come out of there, you see. It's really a very nice thing. And the way this, like a spoke, like a wheel, very nice. We now will go in what we call the leadership center, which is the school.
Going to the school.
And as we go in, and we'll go in there first, is the library. There are no books in it, but it's going to be a library. That's right, we're collecting right now.
This is the library.
No, this is the library. I'll wait till everybody gets in. Yeah, this is going to be very nice. Because these are temporary lamps up here. The lights have been one of our big bottlenecks. We can't get them. You know, they promise them, and the delivery date never materializes. And so we just put these porcelain things on. We'll wait till a few stragglers.
It's got a separate meeting.
Yeah, this building has a separate heating plant. When they were too remote from each other, it was easier to put in a separate plant. This is the library. And this well here will have the books stacked in it, you see. And this section out here will be like a reading room with tables where students will be working. And this is the director of the school's office and his assistant. Brendan Sexton, who's going to be the director here, will be housed in this office, and there's some secretarial help. Now, we've got different size classrooms because they're different kind of things. We will have, for example, one small classroom will be set up as a collective bargaining room, and that's where we'll give people training on the techniques of collective bargaining, arbitration, that sort of thing. And there we'll have a table, and we'll have mock sessions and so forth. The rest of them will be set up like classrooms, excepting very informal, because when you're dealing with adults, you don't put them in stiff rows with the teacher there trying to make them, you know, act like a discipline. It's very informal because we believe that in a more relaxed atmosphere, you can learn a great deal more than if you've got to sit up straight in the chair because the teacher is looking at you. So we look at a couple of classes.
Obviously not finished.
Behind this It's a boat rack. And this will have a screen that will close in. And then when we have a coffee break, we'll have a couple girls here so that we can move it fast, and they'll serve coffee or tea or anything. And then when they get people go back to the classroom, they clean up and close it up, and it's done. So this makes a nice little kind of gathering place where we can have coffee. I knew him, and we were talking one day, and he said that when he did the General Motors Tech Center, it cost $86 million. Of course, it all came out of taxes, General Motors taxes. They said to him, we need so much floor space in this building, we need so much floor space in this building, so much floor space in this building. He said the executives moved into there without anything to say about the furniture and so forth. He did everything. I can assure you, this is our wouldn't have a patio out there.
With the tree in the middle of it.
Yeah. Right? Now, this is a nice little classroom. You're not too far away. You're not far away from anybody. You don't have like an institutional.
What is
that? What? That's sisal.
Well, we looked through
it and finally came up. I found this material, and Jimmy Ogden and I ran it down, and so we finally decided to use that as our basic material in hallways. And
it blends in real nice.
There's no maintenance at all, you see. You never paint it or wash it. It's just there. So it's... This wood is pecan. That paneling is pecan.
Finished?
Yeah, come just like that in 8-foot sheets, you see, and where it was taller, we put a joint behind that little chair rail. And we got a very good arrangement on that because we've got such volume with all the rooms, all the rooms in the hospital are
They
didn't
do a
good job. They did. We got a whole list, and as soon as everybody clears out of here, they're going to change all these things. Bring the Ford people up here instead of the glass office?
Well, we could do that.
That would be a good idea.
We could do that.
Put them on our terms this time. It's called Sisal. S-I-S-A-L. It's like a hemp.
You have some of that in your office, one.
No,
stuff
no.
On the wall
I have
in your
that's,
office.
We go up on the balcony and everything. I don't know. Well, tell them I'm not the son of that. First, we're just here, and the snow will be on those evergreens out there.
It's just going to
be magnificent. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, what we're doing is we're driving. Hey, let's go. Excepting for that one that's going across the way.
There's a shower, locker?
Yeah, in here are the showers and the lockers and the sauna baths. There's men and women. That's all housed in this area here. And this is the gym auditorium. This is the one I'm looking at.
Oh, boy.
All the work and then moved it out.
Oh, look at those beans.
Uh-huh. Oh,
look at those beans.
Oh, my God. Hey, Dave, you know, I don't know any more about architecture than a pig does about Gore Acorn, but this is special talent. That's right. Well, this is no question about it.
Look at this. Oh. It's over here.
Yeah.
concert too, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I can have your attention, we stopped work on this about a month ago because we had to have a place to assemble all of our furniture. Our furniture was in 8 big trailers the way it came from the docks. And we had the problem, it was 20 below zero outside, and we had to raise the temperature not more than 15 degrees in a 24-hour period, or otherwise it'd fracture all the glued joints in the furniture. So what we did was, we in effect stopped the work. They kept doing a few little things, but basically we stopped the work in the gym, and we brought those big trailer trucks in here. And then we kept moving the temperature up, you see, so that finally it was where we had an equalized temperature in the trucks and that. And then this looked like a huge furniture warehouse. You know, all that furniture was unloaded in here. And then we began, when we were ready, to move it into the other places. We still got, you can see, a lot of furniture in here that will go out. And as soon as we clear out and we have these council meetings that we've scheduled, then they'll really get back in here and go to work. Now, this stage is big enough so that we can, you know, have small productions. The auditorium will seat 1,200 people. And the chairs will all be stored in the closets behind that wall, so that we can bring them in and out. And then the gym itself is big enough to have 3 basketball games, or a basketball game and a number of volleyball games, and all kinds of games. And then we have over here a projection booth there. You see that right below the windows there, where we'll have a 35-millimeter film, 16-millimeter, all kind of special equipment. And we've engineered it so that ultimately we can have a 70-millimeter film, because more and more of these 70-millimeter films are the exciting films, so that we'll be able to get the top films here. As I said this morning, in the wintertime, this is going to be an indoor recreational center. In the summertime, it's going to be an auditorium, because the population here will be big enough to use this as an auditorium, you see. And this is going to be very exciting. Now, we are going to treat the ceiling acoustically, so that it doesn't give you a big hollow. Gymnasiums are very bad acoustically. So that when you have a gymnasium auditorium combination, then you have to do something. And we've done some kind of exciting things on the acoustical thing that we're going to put on the ceiling that will change the whole character of the ceiling and improve it, I think. The beams will look even better. And they are magnificent, those beams. Now, you see, they came in 2 sections from Oregon. And they can't make them in one piece because there has to be a space up there for the expansion and contraction of that arc. See, that keeps moving back and forth. And therefore, there has to be that space at the end of all those things. But this is going to be a beautiful thing.
Even moving them in half sections.
Yeah. Now, over on the walls, if you come by here, I'll just show you what we're doing. Fiberglass behind it, and over this will go that same sisal. Mm-hmm. See, you hit that with a ball, or you hit that with your shoulder, it'll just bounce, you see? And this is what gives it the acoustical treatment, so this will be an auditorium, this won't be a gymnasium acoustically. So we think all these little things make a tremendous difference. And then we're going to have some, what they call quartz lights, that'll wash the ceiling and give it a real warm feeling. It's going to be a magnificent auditorium. Here you can see one of those gargoyles. You see, they're just big raised tops, only they got beautiful curves and shapes. They're going to be like one of those on each buttress. Different shapes, though. They're not all the same. It's going to be a lot of fun. That one probably goes on the end there. I really need that. And we have left this open here because the trucks are still working on the construction and they have to get back and forth. But ultimately, we are going to have a section here that will be built high enough so that a small truck can get through, or in a pinch, if we need to get an emergency truck through, we'll be able to lift the top off and set it aside, come through, and then lift it back on. So we're engineering to take care of this. Because you never know when you have to get a big piece of equipment. And if you have to tear everything down, then you got a big cost. So at this point, the walkway will be higher, and it will be removable. So we lift it off, and then a big truck can get through. So it's all figured out. This is what we call the family center. And this will really affect during the summer months when younger children are up here, will be the nursery center, where the kids who are too young to go to the camp will be, in effect, they'll have activities organized there with people watching it. This is a little office, because this is where people will check in who are housed in the family lodges. And this is a little coffee room where, when we have activities here, we can serve coffee and tea and refreshments out of this. Now, I'll take you in there. This divides into two rooms. Can we turn the lights on there?
Where are those switches?
I'll look
behind
right
the door.
There on the wall.
Here. Jimmy, yeah, we can make this in the two rooms that the big kids and the little kids need to be have separate games.
This is
all a purpose building because actually 3 months of the year will be nursery and the other 9 months it'll be a general purpose room, you see. But if the big kids are wanting to have activities separate, then we can divide it off. And then we have a playground outside. They'll spend a great deal of time outside. Bad weather, they'll be inside. This is a very warm place.
The glue we're going to have in the recreation room, I told you, no?
Yeah.
That's got a wally. That's just not.
The one really accents is the yellow.
That's right. The yellow and the blue together.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's the
blue.
Yes, I got it. What the problem was, that if we house couples with young kids in buildings with long corridors, they would ride their tricycles in those corners. And it'd just be impossible.
Yeah.
So we decided to make their entrances all little and cozy with no hallways.
Where?
I've had that in front of
me. Oh, this is nice. You know, I invite you up to sit down in an easy chair.
Huh?
Or the kitchen. I invite you up to sit down in an easy chair.
Yeah, this is what I like.
This is the most delightful room in the whole.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I keep thinking.
I got here last night. We sat here for an hour.
Our dining in that building?
Yeah.
It's 340?
Yeah.
Well, how the hell do you go back to that way?
Well, luckily, there's a walkway
across
the door.
Joe. Step out here on the patio. Well, I better have to do this. Let Walter.
See, we walk right in over there,
Joe. Out
here, man. Make
sure. They can't go outside.
Yeah,
take a shortcut. They haven't completed it yet.
Take a shortcut. There's a door opens there.
In the first place, there's going to be another unit like this. 80 units on that side of the farm. And then there'll be a...
You mean 80 rooms?
Yeah. And not a big lounge like that, a smaller lounge, maybe one like this.
Yeah.
The bridge will come across here. It'll be a walk bridge. It'll dig into this hill, and then you go up the flight of steps, and then you'll be in the enclosed walkway again. It will turn and go into that building there.
Yeah.
Then coming out of where you see this queen, comes your other enclosed walkway.
I see. You should really come out the door.
Well,
right,
Walter,
right,
you tell you. Well, Walter didn't stay over in that elevated window, or that elevated walkway over there. If it is, we can remove it to bring on a maintenance vehicle and fire in here.
Yeah.
It's going to be a soft panel, soft wall, and a fire engine goes right
that's
through
right.
There.
Now, we will have a low bridge going across here. And the next lounge, which will be the same as that in size, will be built back in that woods. So you come across that bridge up here, and then that ties the whole complex together so that everybody circulates within the campus. Now, if you would take a minute out on the balcony.
You
have to tie those beams together because the mountain
right in here.
Fast. It opens up the gate column. There's not enough. When the wind, see, there's huge area for wind to catch. So in order to tie those beams together, you have to put that steel. But when we get that all painted out, you really won't be aware of it. It just kind of get lost.
This ends the tour. As I said from the beginning, I appreciate any gratuities, but the ones I appreciate most are the votes you bring to the convention.